The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. So last night, it was great to see so many of you. We kicked off our Lenten parish Bible study. So during the entire season of Lent, on Thursdays at 5:30, you're more than welcome to join us. And designed in such a way where you can just come on in and garner some spiritual insights and learn more about our faith. We had over about 100 people in the hall last night. And so again, next Thursday, we'll be meeting in one of the most probably misunderstood theological concepts, which terrifies people and it turns people off, and in many ways it reflects the first reading today in the very end. It's not fair, as Ezekiel says. What is this teaching? Well, in the words of our Lord, fiery Gehenna, hell. Immediately when you hear that word, especially as Christians, because we receive that teaching in various ways, hell. And the rejection of this teaching always is, and why it causes us to ruffle our feathers in a way to reject it, is to say, why would a loving God send someone to hell? And it's such a misunderstood topic. So Thursday, come and we'll delve deep to that teaching and try to separate misconceptions and why at the end of the day, hell is God's way of giving us what we want. And you're like, who would want hell? Well, I'll leave it as a cliffhanger because we're going to dive deep into it. Because yesterday we talked about one of the two of the four last things during Lent, namely death and judgment, because all of that eventually leads to the last two of the last things, which is the final destination. One of the two, we end up in either. And the Lord speaks about it, and even in the first reading today, as Ezekiel speaks about, if we persist in our sins, he speaks about it numerous times as he mentioned it, this death, how you will surely die. Well, what's he speaking about here? But it's speaking about the notion that we learned last night, that there is a spiritual death that happens with sin. You see, modern man, we tend to oscillate to the point of where there's no such thing as hell, or if there's hell, no one really goes there. I'm definitely not going there, is what the modern man thinks. No, the Lord is clear. We will end up there or in the beauty of heaven. And so what our Lord does now, and why Help us beautifully understand why later this evening we'll have our Stations of the Cross. And occurred. Also on Fridays of Lent, we all, part of our devotions, we do that. We must also always temper hell with what Jesus will do to make sure and to give us every possible chance to keep us out of hell. He will pick up his cross with utter patience and tremendous love. The whole Stations of the Cross, all of this, all of salvation history, is God's magnificent attempt to make sure we don't end up in fiery Gehenna. And this Thursday, we will learn this reality more deeply. And why hell, at the end of the day, is God giving us what we want? So come, let's dive deeper, but not too deep, into hell.